said that when we were walking to the car, he said, I was talking to him a little bit about it, and I gave him some magazines to read. He said it's a very convincing argument about the why the problems are all there, because of the bodily concept of life. So he said it's a very convincing point of view and very thought-provoking. So I think he listened very well.
Position in a good way. It's better than so many badges.
Yes. I invited someone for Friday. I can't guarantee that he'll come. But anyhow, his name is, he's from the local government Alcohol and Drug Authority. And they are, they have hospitals to treat people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. He is a social worker who's worked in a mental hospital, and he wants to bring a psychologist and a psychiatric nurse. And I hope he comes, because he sounded intelligent. I like that also. These people are looking, they have problems on their hands, and they don't know what to do.
One is pull up, I've said, go this way. Sense gratification. Then you'll have only problem. And if you go this way towards God, there will be no problem. Because nature will put forward so many obstacles if you go. Because this is not the way of life. Human life. Animal life, that is another thing. They do not know. But if human life is given the opportunity to go towards God, but he does not take this opportunity, he goes to the animal, then there will be problem. Nature will, not excuse. So you have given the opportunity and you are again becoming animal. You must suffer. This is nature's fault. Therefore they are suffering problem. So many directors, so many gods, the problem cannot be solved. That is nature's fault. This foolish person, they should know how nature is working. Find out this verse. Pratikekramanani, Vinayikarvani. Ahankara Mumunatma. They are thinking, I am director, I am minister, I am this, I am that. You are all duskets. Nature is working different. That they do not. They do not believe in the nature's authority. They think we are the authority.
Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani savisha ahankara vimudhatma kataham iti manyate. Translation. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
He is pulled by the ear, by the nature. You rascal, you have associated with this quality. Do this. He must accept his body. That he doesn't. Now you have acted like dog. You accept the body of dog. This is nature's creation. You cannot say, no, I don't want this body. No, you must. You acted like dog. You take this body of dog. That he doesn't do. He thinks I'm on you now. I'm in the world. That's foolishness. The whole world, big scientists and philosophers, all in ignorance. And they are being pulled by the other nature. That they do not. What is the purport I mean?
Report. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is a creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
If there is government laws, if you do not know it and you act independently, then you are making your life risky. So this is the case of the government law. I ought to speak on God's law, nature, how strict it is. You can avoid governments now, but you cannot avoid nature's law. That is the defect on moral condition. They do not know how nature is working, and they are keeping themselves in ignorance, and they are suffering. Tatha dehandra prati, one body after another. And if he becomes a tree, stand up for 5,000 years. And he had to pass through all these stages. He has come to the human form of body, still he neglects. He continues suffering. Mad after sense enjoyment, accepting different material bodies, that means suffering. As soon as you accept the material body, it is suffering. But the suffering of the trees is more suffering. In a forlorn place, you stand up for 5,000 years and tolerate all the blast, wind, scorching heat. You don't know that I may become a tree like this. Maybe, must. Why there are varieties of life? This is different type of punishment for different kinds of sinful activity. And he doesn't care for sinful activity. He got the human form and body, he doesn't care. Simply persons, they are coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Buddha or Christ. They are warning, you do not do this, no, they do it. So, who is responsible for his survival? He is responsible. And so long as he has got this short duration of life, 50 years, 60 years, or at most 100 years, he is thinking, I am free, whatever. And making his life risky. Ahankara Vimra. He's not independent. He knows that. Still, he declares independent. And suffer. This is the point. He's not independent, that he knows very well. But he still will act independent. Is it not the position? Who can think that he is independent? Unless he is a madman. Are you independent?
Sorry.
Never is. And still everyone is thinking independent. I can do anything, and then this the morning we are talking. You are independent. That is means misuse of independence. Hmm? is going in a state, every citizen is independent, but dependent on the state law. If he forgets that I am not dependent on the state law, then he is foolish. Similarly, if one does not know that this nature's law is the God's law, state law, I cannot violate it, then he is over. Dhira, satyana, vayati. When man is dying, the dhira knows that he is changing his body, he is not dying. He will get another body. Dhira, sober. And the one who is not sober, he says, now life is finished. Or he can imagine he is going to heaven or heaven. But the dhira knows what is going to happen to him. If he was in the material modes of nature, goodness, then he is going to have plant. It says, Uddhangacchanti, from Shastra you can understand. If he is in passion, then he will stay in this material world. And if he is in ignorance, then he is going to be anywhere. Dhira Satyanamaya, he knows. So he understood what is meant by first class man.
He seemed to understand a lot. Mm. I don't know if he could understand completely, but
no. As he walked out the door, he said, now I have to go back and lead my fourth class life.
Yes, he said that.
Then he has understood.
Yes.
Yes, it is our fourth class life. He is considered a first class man in the society. We said that you are a fourth class man. And what strength we can say like that? And he has to admit. That is our prayer. Any first class man, so called first class man, you can say that you are a fourth class man. And you name it. And if he admits, then he becomes first class. When he can make progress. I'm living a fourth class life. I must be a first class life. That is me. So he is asking you, are you living first class?
Yes.
What was his question?
He in the room.
Yes.
He said, "Are you all becoming first class men? You want to become first class men?" Before he left, he said, "It was very nice meeting." And he looked at him and he says, "Nice meeting you all."
So we are trying to make some first class man, that is all. Even if he is fourth class man, it doesn't matter. If he takes up the training, he becomes first class. And as soon as he becomes first class man, Uddhangacchanti, even if he is not liberated, he goes in higher plant races among the demigods. Then there he gets more enlightenment. He goes to Brahma. if he is not directly transferred to the spiritual world, then he gets these facilities. And with Brahma, at the end of this creation, annihilation, they go to spiritual world.
Just by becoming first class man.
That is described. Some of them want to think that you are not here. That is first class.
So just by becoming first class man, he can go to a heavenly planet?
Yeah. But that is meant for a first class man. Urdhang Vachanti. Urdhang means higher planet.
Are we not training all classes? I mean, in Krishna consciousness?
We can train any class to become first class. It is simply by education. Just like anyone can become engineer by training. What is the difficulty? Nobody is born first class, but we can make first class if he agrees to become first class. Two things. He must agree and the teachings are there. Then he becomes first class. Why did he begin?
But you say, Śrīla Prabhupāda, that the four classes are necessary.
You see, already there, four classes are met. But they should be properly trained. Then the society will be in order. Just like this man is considered to be first class man in the society, he is in charge of something. But actually, he is fourth class. So, as he is little trained up by moments in instruction, if he agrees to return now, he can be there. He's a young man. Within 30, I think.
Very high position also. CSIRO, Commonwealth Science and Industrial Research Organization, is commissioned by the government. They have to be very top intellectual researcher. And he's in a good position materially.
You spoke to three of those men in Melbourne last time.
Those scientists who came to see you last year in Melbourne were also from that organization.
Same place.
Oh.
There are three men, and you made them eat the glob drumming.
He was there?
No, but they were from the same organization, the Melbourne branch.
Some scientists came.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're from the same...
Oh, he remembers? Then that man remembers. I gave him glob drumming.
No, not this man.
No, the other man.
Oh, yes. He should, yes. That's a... all over Australia organization.
Good organization.
They're inquisitive because they come to see you.
Oh, you did not invite him?
Yes, but he would not come unless he was interested.
In the modern society, there is no idea of first class man. What is first class man? They take it, a minister is first class man. A first class man is by these qualities. Somehow, no one could think. It is not by the fat salary. By the first class quality.
Some people, like this man, they notice that their qualities are degrading and natural resources are degrading, so many problems are coming, but they don't know what to do. They're simply reporting that there we go down.
They cannot counteract. Mm. The counteraction is here, in our society. They should accept it. Then it will be all right. So, become first class man, everyone will hear you. And you can face any so-called first class man. And talk with him straightforward that you are fourth class.
Please.